Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Grammy-nominated jazz trombonist and composer Marshall Jilks on the 2022 CD Cyclic Journey. He gets into this album, an upcoming tour in Japan, modern life, and much more. This album features Marshall on trombone and doing both compositions and production, featuring some impressive cats with him like Aaron Parks on piano, Linda May Han Oh on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums, and many others. From playing lead trombone to the Vanguard Orchestra, to performing with the Maria Schneider Orchestra, the Slide Monsters Trombone Quartet, and leading his own projects, he is always putting the listener on a solid sonic ride. Enjoy this interview.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's life?
Oh, not too bad, man. I'm actually heading to Japan tomorrow, so things are a little...
Cool.
Yeah, I was just there, too. Like, I was only home for a week, so it's kind of just home long enough to reacclimate.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, that's great, man. That's the land of... That's the jazz mecca. They love jazz over there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to go there, so...
Yeah. Well, and I'm a big sushi fan, so I always think, if I ever have the chance to go over there, I am going to go on overload and eat all the fish I see.
Oh, I definitely always overdo it. Yeah, it was just, yeah. You know, I really love like searching out. I love going to the Kaiten places, the belt sushi, the conveyor belts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. So I always kind of search those out and like I kind of know have all my favorite ones in Tokyo and always, you know, stop by different ones.
That's wonderful. But it's good that you're traveling, and that's a cool thing. I'm hearing from all these cats and jazz that, like, are getting out. Things are opening up for so long, for at least 2 years there. It was just, like, bleak, you know, no shows, no anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, how did you survive the COVID time? What was your last show like before we went to lockdown? And what's it like now that we're coming out of it?
Wow, let's see here. I can't really remember exactly what my last... I don't remember what the last gig I had was going into. I remember what it was. I remember I was supposed to go to Japan, and I started seeing the kind of the writing on the wall really quickly because I was supposed to go on a tour with Maria Schneider. But first, I was supposed to go to Japan with a piano player, Makoto Hozone. And I was like, oh, okay. That was right when the cruise ship there thing started happening, you know, with when there were passengers testing positive back in like March 2020. So then that tour got canceled and then everything just started within a few weeks, just everything got canceled, you know? You know, I kind of quickly, I was teaching a bit at the time. I was teaching at Manhattan School of Music. So I continued to do that and just kind of work on different things. You know, I ended up doing a trio record in the middle of it all that I recorded in, you know, and I guess that was in the fall of last year or fall of 20 or it, sorry, we recorded it in the summer of 2020. And then I released that, that fall, I guess. But just, you know, I try to have two little kids. So that also kept me pretty busy. Yeah, you know, so I have like I said, almost a 4-year-old, almost a 6-year-old. So, you know, there was never a dull moment in terms of life here at where I live. So in some ways, you know, as awful as the whole pandemic was, it was a bit of a blessing for me not to be traveling as much as I normally do, just so I could spend more time with my kids and family and whatnot.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, now obviously you have a new album, Cyclic Journey, and I'm curious, you know, with this coming out and the chance for live music, you have a great lineup on here. How good does it feel to have this album coming out right now?
I'm super excited for this record to come out. I think it's my favorite record that I've ever made because it kind of combines two worlds that are very dear to me, which is like classical brass playing and then jazz, you know. And so but I think also, yeah, I'm also trying to look for, you know, some, you know, so it's kind of a different format, so it's a large ensemble. So, but I'm also really, really excited about the prospects of, you know, being able to hopefully perform this places in the future.
Talk to me a little bit about how the group, you have such a power lineup. How did the group come together? How did you pick the songs? Like, kind of artistically, how did it come together?
Well, I basically, this is a project I had been wanting to do for a few years, really, and kind of always ended up kind of getting put on the back burner because, you know, I got kind of invited for other projects, things like with WDR Big Band, where I kind of had to dedicate my time and kind of writing bandwidth for that. I'm actually going back there in November, but earlier this year I just said, you know what, before I write all that big band music, let me do this project because I've been wanting to do this forever. So, and I kind of started writing, and then somehow just, I started thinking about how, you know, people are oftentimes commissioned to write songs about a certain event or a certain thing. And I started thinking about, well, if I were to commission myself, like, what am I most qualified to write about? I'm basically most qualified to write about myself and my own life and my own experience. So I kind of decided to write kind of like somewhat of like a soundtrack through my general day. it's a 9-movement suite. And it's, you know, starts with just kind of the first piece. The first movement is called First Light, and that's just about kind of the light creeping into the house at the beginning of the day. And then it kind of goes through all kinds of different things, you know, kind of process of just, you know, the life, you know, getting into motion every day, and reflection, different, all kinds of different things throughout the day. And in terms of picking the musicians, during the pandemic, I had just Duo, and I've always loved his playing, and he happens to live right down the street from me. I live up in Beacon, New York, which is about a little over an hour north of the city. And so we always see each other walking around, and so I asked him to do it. Jonathan Blake is a drummer that I've played with many times. I actually went to school with him for a year back in the late 90s. He played on my very first album years ago. And so I asked him to do this. And then Linda O on bass, she's just an incredible bass player, incredible sound. And, you know, she's has incredible attention to detail and incredible pitch. So I thought it would be a perfect fit, especially considering all the classical brass guys I have on this, brass beat musicians. So in terms of the brass players, Brandon Ridenour is playing first trumpet and piccolo trumpet. He's from the Canadian Brass. I also went to school with him, so he's a phenomenal, phenomenal trumpet player. Ethan Bensdorf plays trumpet as well. He's from the New York Philharmonic. Then Tony Kadlik plays flugelhorn and some lead trumpet, also some piccolo trumpet. And I brought him because he can kind of do both sides, playing jazz as well as classical, but then also a few things where I wrote kind of like classic big band kind of lead trumpet lines, I could have him play those kind of screech high notes. And then he has a beautiful sound on flugelhorn. And then Adam Unsworth plays horn, and I got to work with him. Originally met him playing with a group called the Gil Evans Project, where he plays horn on that. He used to be in the Philadelphia Orchestra, and now teaches at the University of Michigan, but just kind of a virtuoso horn player. And then Joe Alessi plays trombone on this. He was one of my teachers at Juilliard. He's a principal of the New York Philharmonic, and he's been an incredible mentor and friend to me. And actually, we're both playing this group we're about to go to Japan with. It's actually a trombone quartet. And then there's a euphonium player, Demondre Thurman, who's just I know him from playing in a group called the Brass Band of Battle Creek, and he's just a, you know, virtuoso euphonium player. Nick Schwartz plays bass trombone. I went to Juilliard with him, and he plays in the New York Ballet. And then Marcus Rojas plays tuba, who's also somebody who kind of crosses over to both sides, and he you know, he plays from everything from the New York City Ballet to like Henry Threadgill, and also played that same group, the Gil Evans Orchestra, with him, and among other groups. So he's just an incredible tuba player. So that's, you know, I basically called people that I know and that I thought would fit this music well. It was also because also the circumstances we recorded it were pretty challenging, because we had 2 days to record this project, and there's a lot of music on it, and it's tricky.
Yeah, sure. So what do you hope the listener gets from this album?
You know, I really hope that people actually find the time to sit down and listen to it all, because it all kind of goes, I hope it basically kind of takes them on their own journey, you know. I call it cyclic journey, because it's kind of like a journey that I go on most days when I'm at home. I hope that they'll listen to it and feel the warmth of the brass and feel the, you know, and hopefully, and just the kind of the organic nature that the rhythm section in the band. I mean, I feel like every solo, you know, really, really is special and grows. And, yeah, just, you know, I feel like there's a, you know, I feel that I hope that they, I always talk about when I, you know, my memories of being a kid and like, you know, sitting in like a brass ensemble or an honor band or something like that. And when there's these big brass moments in kind of classical music, that there's these chills that can kind of come over your body, which, you know, I experienced that in jazz a little bit, but not the same as brass. I think part of it just has to do with the resonance of the instruments. And I feel like there's a lot of those kinds of moments in the writing on this record. And so, yeah, I hope that they just feel the warmth of the brass ensemble and the band and just, you know, enjoy the music.
So you're getting ready to go to Japan again. Talk to me a little bit about first, where the best place for people to buy or stream the new album and what's coming up with you as far as touring and getting out there and presenting it.
Oh, well, as far as purchasing the record, they can either purchase it through my website or from Bandcamp starting this Friday. They can buy it on Bandcamp starting September 2nd. And they'll be able to stream it anywhere, all your usual places, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you know, all these, Deezer, right? Pretty much everywhere. And there's going to be a few videos coming out as well on YouTube of a few tracks from the record. As far as touring it right now, I'm, you know, in talks with a couple places about presenting this project, but, I'm about to go to Japan for about 3 weeks with, it's a trombone quartet I play with called the Slide Monsters. And then after that, I played the Village Vanguard on Monday nights with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. And in November, I'll be in Germany for a good portion of the month where I'm writing a new project actually that I'm doing with the WDR big band. I think it's possible we might be playing this next summer at the International Trombone Festival. This, you know, it's a lot of people to get together to try to be able to perform it live.
Cool. Well, Marshall, thanks for opening up. Enjoy your trip to Japan. Have some sushi for me, man. One piece at least.
Many more than one.
I like it. Good luck with the album and everything. I appreciate it. It's great to catch up with you again.
All right. Thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Marshall for his time, energy, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.